Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Welcome to your first official meeting.
So exciting. How are you?
I'm all right. So many face palms trying to get late ads out today, but that's life.
I just kept like getting looking at it and it'd still be the April 7th one. And I was like, how?
I was just like, don't make me smash my computer, because I'll do it.
Yeah.
It was, oh my gosh.
Looked at it and I didn't realize anything was wrong. And I was like, brown and C. And I was like, those people aren't on council anymore.
Awesome. Can I get help?
Having the government, the governance support, what is the specialist? Governance support specialist position hired?
So that's Navneet. He will be in this call today helping Jared with the speaking list. So it'll be good.
Very exciting. Hello, everyone else who's joining. I did not see anyone, but know you're here. I love Zoom.
How's everybody's week been treating them so far?
Been good.
I think everyone's hiding behind the camera. Oh, there's Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hey.
Joel called everyone out and everyone's turning on their camera.
But that's the way it's gonna be, huh?
I know, I've been enjoying the sun. It's been so sunny over the past couple of days. My roommates and I started a vegetable garden in our backyard, so we're all super excited to reap the harvest at the end of the summer, growing some beans and some carrots, some potatoes and sunflowers. So I'm excited.
Nice.
Growing sunflowers?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
Cool. I love sunflowers.
I'm really hoping that like this doesn't go too long because there's still sun out and my new place is just right off the river valley. And yesterday me and AJ took like a 2.5 hour walk just in and around the river. So I'm hoping I can explore a few other spots now just because it's nice out.
Yeah, I want to buy a bike soon so I can go biking around the city.
Nice. You can finally join the bike gang on Exec. I think, Katie, do you bike?
No.
No, then it's me, Alana, and Rowan. So we'll be even bigger for majority. It'll just be Katie, so we can all shame her.
I like to take transit or walk. I like to walk stupidly long distances because I'm stubborn.
Walking isn't terrible, yeah.
That's the only other people on camera, Tyler and Lisa. What are you folks doing this summer?
Not a whole lot. Taking a spring course and that's about it.
That's nice. Just taking it easy, enjoying the nice weather.
Yeah, pretty much just enjoying the sun. Trying not to burn.
Same here, honestly. Yeah.
I can't relate though. My melatonin keeps me pretty safe from sunburns. Melanin? Did I say melatonin? I meant melanin.
Okay, I knew what you meant.
How about you, Tyler?
Well, I'm taking a course in right now and taking another course in the summer. And besides that, I'm not doing much.
That's fun. What course are you taking?
I'm taking Int D250 right now, and in the summer I'm taking History 115 or something like that.
Sounds like a fun time.
All right, everybody. So thank you all for coming. It looks like we have 28 participants in the chat, so we are well acquainted enough for quorum. But I sort of wanted to start off today's meeting. We're perfectly on time here at 6 o'clock. So we will call the first meeting of Student Council to order for 6. And we are going to start everything off here with a territorial acknowledgement. So we would like to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our students' union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be on Cree, Dene, Saulteaux, Métis, Blackfoot, Nakota Sioux territory, and specifically the ancestral space of the Pappas Chase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, peers, and as members of the University of Alberta Students Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards the decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. Awesome. So with that, can we please get a motion for an approval of today's agenda and see if we can pull it up on our screen here for everybody to see. Perfect. All
Okay, cool.
Awesome. So the way that we'll be working our motions as well is, so if you'd like to second a motion, if you'd like to make a motion, we'll be working that through the chat, much like you put your name in the chat to get yourselves on the speaking list. And we'll cover more of that in the chairs, in the speakers business today. But if I could just get somebody to please motion for the agenda. All right, thank you, Vice President Kidd. So in speakers business today, we are going to actually, sure, you know what? Let's start things off with attendance. So I'm just gonna pull up the file here. Okay, so for attendance today, we'll start things off. Do we have President Agarwal?
Present.
Vice President Draper?
Hello, hello.
And Vice President Lay?
Hello.
Vice President Cron?
Here.
Vice President Kidd?
Here.
BOG Representative Conrad? Councillor Carvajal? Councillor Dixon?
Yeah.
Councillor DeGrano?
Here.
Councillor Marquez?
Present.
Councillor Oliveira?
Here.
Councillor Veloso?
Here.
Councillor Yabut?
Here.
Councillor Burhani?
Here.
And Councillor Suretsky?
Present.
Councillor Ackerman?
Here.
Councillor Batiki?
Here.
Councillor Bid?
Here.
Councillor Bose?
Here.
Councillor Hariharan?
Here.
And proxy for Councillor Montero?
Present.
Councillor Buchanan?
Present.
Councillor Filipovic?
Present.
Councillor Brandwein? Councillor Enerson?
Present.
Councillor Badesha?
Badesha, yeah.
All right. Councillor Barazash?
Present.
Councillor Dillon?
Present.
Councillor Futang? Councillor Kemani?
Present.
Councillor Corday? Okay. All right. So that will exhaust our attendance. Perfect. So thank you, everybody. We've got a big room today. To cover things off in speakers business, a couple of things. First of all, thank you for selecting me to be your speaker of council this year. I'm excited to, I guess, finally meet as we get back into class here, but things will be an interesting journey as we manage students council online. It's kind of interesting how we are actually probably the first students council has to conduct our, like, pretty much half of our terms online. But we do have an installation ceremony that I wanted to start us off with today. So it's an oath of council, and every councillor, member of executive, and everybody reads off this council oath, and then I'll remind you of it every day, or every meeting of council into the future. But from our side, are we able to pull up the oath on the screen?
No, I can't, Jared, unless you send it to me. I don't have it right now.
Okay, I actually didn't have it on my end either. Actually, Akanksha has it. Just one moment. We're going to pull it up.
So while we wait for that,
we'll go over a couple of other announcements. But primarily the way that I sort of wanted to run council, like we mentioned, if you wanted to be on the speakers list, we'll be managing a speakers list on the side here, much like we did before in your first meetings. So just your name on the speakers list will be suffice, and then we'll be able to manage it, and I will call on you that way. Coming into that, all of the motions on the late agenda that were submitted, so for the sustainability and for the International Students Council, I have approved onto the main agenda, and I am trying to fix my connection here. Okay. Awesome. So everything that was on the late agenda, we have motion to put onto sorry, I'm trying to fix my microphone. Okay. I hope that sounds a little bit better for all of you. But okay. So coming into the council oath, the way that we should try to do this over an online setting, typically in a in-person environment, the speaker will read off the oath sort of sentence by sentence, and then council will repeat afterwards. So the way I thought we could do this online would be for everybody to unmute themselves and sort of for myself to read out one of the like first statements and then just repeat after me. So do you all think that that would be an appropriate way for us to do this? Or does anybody else have any like concerns about that?
I think latency will be an issue just in terms of different bandwidth, different internet accessibilities and speeds. I think if you read it out and then paused for us to repeat just with our mics muted, I think it would be most appropriate.
Okay, so we'll do it that way. And then I'll basically just give like a couple second window for you all to repeat. I think like in either way, the whole purpose of having it unmuted would just be for like the whole council environment to be able to hear. Like I know that latency and bandwidth is gonna be different for everybody, but we're not gonna get it perfectly in tune no matter how we choose to do it online. But either way, we'll say unmute yourself or keep yourself muted. It's completely up to you. But we are going to go through the council oath. So yeah, awesome. So we'll start things off. But I am not here for me.
I am not here for me.
Not here for me.
Not here for me.
Not here for me.
I am here for the people that lent me their power in exchange for a promise.
I am here for the people that lent me their power
in exchange for a promise.
I will keep that promise to make decisions with their interest in mind.
I will keep that promise
to make decisions with their interest in mind.
I will vote after knowing the facts, not before.
I will vote after
knowing the facts, not before.
I will use Robert's rules for their purpose, not my own.
I will use
Robert's rules for their purpose, not my own.
I will oppose ideas, not people.
I will oppose ideas, not people.
I will think before I speak, not speak just to think.
I will think before I speak.
Before I speak, not speak just to think.
To think.
I will take the job seriously or not take the job at all.
I will take the job seriously or not take the job at all.
I will represent my fellow students' interests, not my own.
I will represent
my fellow students' interests, not my own.
I am not here for me.
I am not here for me.
Not here for me.
Awesome. So that was your counselor's oath, and I will remind you of this oath every meeting of council, but it's very important for the values that we all try to live by as, or that you all try to live by as members of Students' Council, and they're very important. So just try to keep those at the back of your mind when decisions get difficult and then when you're putting on your counselor's hat and coming into the role. So aside from that, for speaker's business, for like simplicity and like inclusivity's sake, when I speak, I try to use gender neutral pronouns, using they, them typically. So that's how I'll be like usually speaking, unless I am like told otherwise, if you prefer something else. So if that is the case, please feel free to message me in the Zoom chat privately or follow up with an email. I do not mind. Aside from that, other speaker's business is that today we need to approve the standing orders of council. So I've already made a vote for that in the chat, but we're in the Google folder, but we will need a motion to approve of the standing orders. And then there was a Google folder that was shared with all of you with all of today's votes. So you should have access to that. And if you don't, please let me know in the chat. And the last thing was that by the time we go to the next council meeting, I'll be looking to speak with the council administration committee because I have found some resources that we can use online for voting systems in which we can have like a proper like secret ballot preferential voting system. And it's likely going to be a subscription-based service. So I'll be speaking with the chair of CAC once they are elected. But aside from that, I don't believe we don't have any presentations today. So going on to executive reports, or approval of standing orders, actually, we should have that done before executive reports. So can I call for a motion to approve, or actually let's review the standing orders and then a motion to approve the standing orders? Oh, actually, sorry, I apologize. Right before we do that, there is an executive address. I did miss that just super quick in the agenda. So with that, I will call on President Agrawal to give a address on behalf of the executive committee.
Awesome. Thank you, Speaker. I introduce myself. My name is Joel Agrawal. I am the current president of the University of Alberta Students Union for this upcoming year, 2020-2021, and I'm really excited to be working with everyone here on council. First, I'd like to introduce the executive team for this year. We have Alana Kron as the new VP Operations and Finance. Everyone say hi to Alana. Katie Kidd is the VP Student Life. And we have David Draper, the incoming VP Academic, and Rowan Lay, the incoming VP External. So on behalf of the executive team, I just wanted to say a couple words to council. You know, it's gonna be a challenging year. We've all sort of been at the forefront spaces, you know, seeing a lot of the big decisions that are being made because of COVID. It has not been easy, and I know it's been a lot of work for a lot of various people all over campus, you know, in our families or communities. And, you know, there's big decisions to make, but I want to remind everyone that, you know, we really need to stick to our principles and our values. And, you know, the student union exists here to support students, to really be the advocate for students here at the university. And, you know, the five values that we have are, you know, do what's right, not what's easy. Inspire change for the world. Act with unbridled compassion. Number four is always keep moving. And the last one, learn from the past to plan for tomorrow. And I think that it's going to be really, really imperative that each one of us in this room remember that as we make decisions, as we have discussions, as we, you know, discuss various over the next year. And it'll be different than years before with, you know, being online, and there'll be challenges that come with that. But I think at the end of the day, everyone in this room was elected to represent students in some way, some manner, in some form, right? Whether you're elected to represent students at a faculty level, I think we need to be the leaders on our campus, being at the forefront of all of these big decisions. And we get that privilege, we really do. And I think it's really an awesome thing that we get to do. You know, this is gonna be my third year on council. And, you know, every council meeting, I learn so much from so many different people. So I wanna encourage everyone to, you know, going into this year, really come to council with an open mind to open different perspectives. And, you know, that idea of like fighting the idea, not the person. And I think that'll take people a long ways. Well, I know we're going to be at the forefront of making campus a better place. So I really look forward to working with every one of you here. And I guess on behalf of the 2020-2021 executive team, welcome to council, and really looking forward to the special connections we'll be creating this year to making our campus a better place. Thanks, folks.
Awesome. Well, thank you, President Agarwal. Okay, so going on to the approval of the standing orders. Can we pull up the standing orders on our computer here?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
For sure. Thank you.
Point of order. Mr. Speaker, did you approve the minutes?
My apologies, Councillor Bose. I had made a note to get around to that, but we missed that. So before we go into that, looking at the minutes from last council meeting, we got those sent out to everybody. Did everybody have a chance to review them? And I guess we won't make an official like vote to like do that, but if there's any opposition or any changes to the minutes, please like let me know or let the chat know and we can fix it. But seeing no opposition, we'll look to approve that. Could we get a motion to, or I guess we'll motion to approve the minutes so we have somebody to motion it, or somebody to write down having motioned it. So thank you, Vice President Draper, seconded by Councillor Enerson. And perfect, okay. So we will go on to the standing orders here now. I have a note here saying that we couldn't get the website to work to pull up. So I'll pull it up on my end here. I have a copy of it open. Actually, okay, we're going to table this for a moment until I have the ability to share my screen up here right now. So we're going to pull that up to approve of them after the executive committee reports. So I will allow, or sorry, I will have President Agarwal give the first report, but if any of the other members of the executive committee would like to submit their report or like to speak on behalf of their report, please indicate so in the chat.
Mr. Speaker, I think Joel is not on the call.
Where did Joel go?
He's having some troubles. He's having some Wi-Fi issues. So the rest
okay.
of us.
That's okay. We'll let him go afterwards. But if any other members of the executive committee would like to speak on their report, I will wait for your names in the chat. Are there no VPs wanting to? Okay, Vice President Draper, I will let you go.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. It's been a busy week so far, even though it's only Tuesday. We had our executive retreat last week, learned so much information. I honestly didn't even think there would be that much information to learn just in human existence, but there was a whole lot of it, and they just taught us all of it in the course of 1 week. So it was a very, very productive time. Now that we're all in the roles, I've been getting hard at work. I had a GFC executive meeting yesterday, then there's also a GFC town hall tomorrow. So if anybody here is also on GFC, I highly encourage you to attend that as well. They're talking about the possible forms of fall delivery for courses. On a personal note, I have bought a leash for my cat and I'm training her with the harness. She still walks kind of funny right now, but she's getting used to it. So that she's been kind of going for that for about a week. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a very productive week so far, and I'm looking forward to many more productive weeks in the future.
Awesome. Thank you, Vice President Draper. Vice President Lay?
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. It is a great pleasure to be at our first, you know, like real council meeting with all of you, doing business other than just appointing people to committees. I'm looking forward to working with you all this year. It is going to be a great time. For the 2 days of my term so far, I've mostly been working on getting myself set up with all the different IT systems I've got to be on and making sure I'm properly organized to do my job. But I have also been preparing for cost changeover, which is happening this weekend, which is the conference where we get together online with all of our counterparts from the 5 major university student unions in Alberta, where we select the chair and vice chair for this year and choose the priorities that we're going to be using for advocacy to the provincial government throughout the next year. Obviously, COVID is going to have a big influence on what those priorities are and how we're going to advocate for students. The plans that we had at the beginning of this year are probably not going to be the plans that we're able to finish this year with, but I'm pretty sure that we're still going to be able to have a productive year and make a difference in students' lives, even if it's maybe not the one we originally planned. And as always, my door is always open if you have questions or if you want to talk and if you want to learn more. So you can send me an email at vp.external@su.ualberta.ca or get in touch with me on any of my social media. On a personal level, I'm enjoying doing some mountain biking. I've tried out thousands of Zoom backgrounds. And, you know, I'm trying to get in touch with family I haven't talked to in a while, making the most of this as I think most of us are trying to. So, yeah, everyone stay healthy and enjoy the nice weather. And I'll be seeing you in 2 weeks.
Awesome. Thank you, Vice President Lay. Vice President Cron, take it away.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. It is so fantastic to be here. I'm having a good time already. So, what I've been up to, besides learning how to use an Apple computer for this job, like the boomer that I am, I've been looking into some funding opportunities for the Free Menstrual Products Initiative with Vice President Kidd. You may know that this initiative was started by last year's president, Akanksha Bhatnagar. But we're trying to expand the existing initiative and find sustainable funding. Since last year's funding came from a part of the budget that tends to get reallocated every year. So that's something that's exciting. I am also busy prepping to get the Sustainability and Capital Fund Committee off the ground. So stay tuned for that one. Another thing that I'm doing, I'm attending a lot of meetings regarding infrastructure and operations and stuff to do with COVID. Long story short, a lot of stuff is up in the air right now, as you know, but we're working with a lot of scenarios. Obviously, operations have been hugely disrupted across the university and the SU, and we are going to face a lot of challenges in recovery. So I expect that preparations and recovery for that will be a significant part of my job this year. But I'm optimistic that it's going to go well. And besides that, I'm getting ready for a few smaller projects that will help with some fees and committees and stuff just run a little bit more smoothly. And yeah, that's kind of all that I'm up to. But I just also want to say, please, my virtual door is always open. And I would love to get to know all of you folks here in council. And so please always reach out if you want to hang or chat or get to know one another. That would be awesome. So yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Vice President Kwan. President Agarwal?
I think Katie's going first.
Yeah. Okay. Vice President Kidd?
All right. So hello, everyone. As my fellow VPs have said before me, we had retreat last week, and it was excellent. We learned so much. My brain was like numb most of the time, but I feel very confident in all we learned, and I feel like our team works super well together, so I'm excited for the rest of the year. Beyond that, I'm just really excited to get started in this job. As far as the rest of it, I've been in this position for 3 days, so I've been working on the health and dental plan with Vice President Kron, and we have a lot of ideas on just expanding it and changing it up that are really exciting. And beyond that, I had worked a little bit with the past VP, VP Larson, on the world's largest dodgeball game, which we'll be partnering with the Edmonton Eskimos on. And even though that seems a little funny to think about considering the situation we're in right now, we're still going ahead and working on that. So I'm excited to see how it moves forward. On a personal note, beyond all of work, I've just been reading a lot. I can speed read, so I can go through books pretty quickly. So I've been thriving in this time, can't lie. But yeah, besides that, like my other VP said, if you ever need to talk about anything, if you're having any issues that you want, or if you have any ideas about the VP Student Life portfolio or just anything in my wheelhouse, or just about council in general, honestly, I'm all ears. I would love to meet with you and hear where you want to go. Just message me, and I'd love to meet with you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice President Kidd. President Agarwal?
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. So as some of the other VPs have mentioned already, we just came out of our week-long retreat, which has been pretty intense in training and understanding what the roles of all the positions are and you know, better understanding how to advocate for students, et cetera. So we're all sort of filled with information and ready to get into the role of things. This Friday is my first Board of Governors meeting for the term as president. So we'll be meeting Friday morning and discussing some various issues. You can ask me about it after the meeting. I also will be sitting on General Faculty's Council again this year. And this year I'll be on the Academic Planning Committee as well as the Council on Student Affairs. So we'll be bringing more updates as items come onto the agendas and meetings occur. Next week, actually this Friday, over the weekend and early next week, will Rowan, VP External, VP Lay, and myself will be at the Council of Alberta University Students Transition Counterparts Training, which is going to be online this year because of COVID. So we'll be doing a lot of getting set up with the provincial advocacy group and elections of various positions. And later on in May, VP Lay and myself will also be at the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations, which is the voice for Canadian post-secondary students across Canada, and we'll be working with the conference to, you know, elect chairs and various other positions. I will be having office hours that are virtual. So if you would like to meet with me, or if you have questions, or if you just want to talk about anything, feel free to reach me. I'm always available. I will always have that door open. So thank you, everyone.
Perfect. Thank you, President Agarwal. Okay, so with this, we will go on to open forum. And if there are any guests of council that would like to ask a question or make a statement, could we please like identify yourself in the chat? If we have any guests present today, I'll just take a quick look here. Okay, so on that, we actually don't think we have any guests. So I'll look to the standing orders here now that we've got them pulled up onto the screen. And just a quick review of the standing orders, but we'll look to approve of them like we do at the first meeting of council every year. So for that, could we look to get a motion to approve the standing orders? I don't actually know if there's debate on this, but if anybody would like to make or say anything about it, if there's any concerns, feel free to indicate so in the chat. Okay, so Joel or President Agarwal, thank you for the motion to approve the standing orders. Could we get a secondary, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And with that, just if there's any opposition, I don't think we actually need it. Oh, here. I'll actually pull up official things so we have a vote to approve of it. And I will copy the link over into the chat where you can all fill it out here in just a sec. Okay, so by following that link, you'll be able to go to the vote to approve of the standing orders, and we'll just have that just for more clerical record, because I wasn't entirely sure. It was never, I couldn't indicate whether it needed a proper vote or not, but just for proper governance, we'll just do it anyways on that one. Vice President Draper, on the point of privilege.
Yeah, I'm unable to access the voting, well, I can access the voting system, but it gave me permission to edit it rather than the permission to vote. So I can't actually vote through that system.
Yeah, so the way you can vote is actually just by following that link right there onto forms. So the folder you can always refer back to afterwards, but the way that we'll do the voting is that I'll put the link into here at the beginning of every vote, and then you'll be able to access it through the link to go and vote on that. But Vice President Draper, do you see, like, does it work for you through that link?
It does, but the drive actually gives access to see people's votes, which I believe does compromise.
Okay, I'll change the access on the drive. Okay, so that should all be fixed there. And with that, we have approved the standing orders, which is great. So now we'll just like skirt back to board and committee reports. So for that, I don't think any of the committees of council have met, but correct me if I'm wrong, but Board of Governors Representative Conrad, do you have a report that you'd like to give? David, do you have a report? Okay. Hearing nothing, we will move on to question period. Or the executive committee, I apologize, Vice President Draper. Can we have a representative of the executive committee speak on behalf of the committee? Joel?
Yeah, I can speak. So the executive committee just met once this week. We've been away from our The entire last week we were at our transition, which is completely online this year. Our executive committee meeting was more for transition supports, and we'll be meeting regularly throughout the year.
Excellent. Thank you, President Agarwal. Okay, so moving on to question period. If any member of council would like to ask a question to any other member of council, we'll have a speakers list running in the Google Doc here, and we'll be like keeping track of it that way. But if you'd like to ask a question, please feel free to indicate so. There's no questions. Okay, Councillor Buchanan.
Hello, Councillor Buchanan. I just have a general question to whoever ends to raise the issue. I was slightly. I'll start with the premise. Obviously, council has the authority to vote, make decisions however it sees fit. But I was slightly surprised by one of the votes for the bylaw committee last week. Obviously, I don't know anyone prior to this meeting on council, and I'm presuming no one knows anything else about me otherwise, but I found it kind of odd that myself wasn't selected to the bylaw committee, given I'm a member of the Faculty of Law. That being said, you know, council has a prerogative, can do that as it is. However, one of the concerns I had was in the voting, some of the members, and I don't remember who exactly it was, I can't say for certain it was me or not, was below the none of the above option. So I was just concerned about the voting process and as concerned about that process moving forward for that. And I'm just wondering if that had a prejudicial impact on the selections.
So just to give an example, something like this is a statement which is perfectly appropriate through question period. But to clarify, I guess everything, questions asked in question period are referring to like a 30-second time limit for a question, and they have to be addressed to a certain member of council. I believe they can also be addressed to the speaker, or else there's other ways in which you can address questions to the speaker, such as a point of parliamentary inquiry. But if you'd like to address a specific question to a specific member of council, you can do so. But from that, I guess we can move on in the speakers list. And Councillor Buchanan, if you'd like to address like a question in which it can be answered, you can do so by addressing it to a member of council. And then Councillor Bowes, you have the floor now.
Yeah, since I don't know whether nominating committee has met yet or not, so I'm addressing this question to President Agarwal. So I was wondering, when will the Senate applications go online? Thank you.
President Agarwal?
Sorry, I was just having some audio problems here. Thank you for the question, Councillor Bose. I think when NomCom gets set up and running, we will have the application set up there. So it should be probably in the next week or so, but keep your eyes posted. I think there haven't been any committees that have met so far. So once committees get rolling, there will be an opportunity for those applications to come forth. But I can keep you posted on that, Councillor Bose.
Right. Thank you, President Agarwal. Vice President Kidd, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, my question is to Councillor Buchanan. if you could just clarify your question, were you saying you were wondering why someone's name was below none of the above on the ballot when we went to vote? The ballots are randomized, so that might be why, but I was just confused what you were asking.
Councillor?
Councillor Kidd. Go.
Yeah.
Yes, Councillor Kidd, that was my question. I was concerned on the list of the candidates in the ballot, two, I believe it was two, and I don't remember the specific names of the nominees were below the none of the above. And considering it was the largest list of names, it may have had a prejudicial impact of how people made selections if they had to scroll down or in that nature.
Okay. And Councillor. All right. Councillor Ackerman, go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for Vice President Cron. I was just wondering, earlier in the month of April, the Premier announced $2 billion in infrastructure spending. And some of that money was specifically mentioned HVAC updates and mechanical retrofits for post-secondary facilities. And I was just wondering if, I guess forgive my negligence if, because I'm not super familiar with the relationship the council has as far as management of our building and facilities and operations with the university is. But I was just wondering if we're looking at trying to get some funding to help address some of our deferred maintenance costs. Thank you.
Thank you, and go ahead there with the answer.
Thanks. Thank you, Councillor Ackerman, for the question. What I can tell you is that I recently did just sit in a meeting regarding deferred maintenance in light of COVID. And what I can say from what I remember and what I saw in the document is that our HVAC systems are not on the list to be updated at least this year. Now I'm not exactly sure what, where exactly that's going. Now the way that sub, of course, it's longer than the time that I have to go into that, but sub essentially is the Students Union Building. We work with the university in terms of replacement of certain systems and certain maintenance, especially with our HVAC and other central sort of systems like that. And so basically that would be in discussion with the university and not necessarily direct funding for us as far as I am aware. However, that's, I think, about all the information I know right now. Of course, COVID is disrupting kind of what gets prioritized and meetings are ongoing with that. So I hope that that answers your question. That's kind of the best information that I have for you right now.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not seeing any more questions in the speakers list. So the speakers list has been exhausted. Or actually,
yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. So this question is for President Agarwal. Since there's a chance that fall might go online, could we expect an active advocacy from Students Union to reduce the tuition fees? Because a lot of the cost the university no longer has to bear if fall is online. So yeah, I would just like to hear about your thoughts. Thank you.
All right, President Agarwal.
Yeah, thanks for thanks for the other question, Councillor Bose. I think, so we've been in conversation with the university for the past month and a half now regarding COVID, determining what the implications of COVID are going to be on, you know, classes, on, you know, the fiscal state of our university right now. And I've been discussing with the university admin on our weekly weekly COVID calls, and I think it's imperative to understand that though classes are online, there's still the burden of cost for a lot of the university, but we are working to figure out what more details are to come. We don't know specifically what will happen. We do have speculations and we do have sort of a direction of scenarios of what might be happening in the fall, but that's a conversation we can definitely have as well.
Thank you, President Agarwal. Board of Governors, Representative Conrad.
Thanks. This is to Councillor Bowes. You mentioned in your question that the university is no longer bearing some costs. I was just going to ask what costs you're specifically referring to. I understand on their COVID website, the U of A has listed very clearly that they won't be charging the mandatory non-instructional fees that apply to students who cannot access the services for which those fees are. So can you just elaborate on which costs those would be that the university will not have to bear with online delivery of classes?
Well, I don't know what mandatory fees you're talking about, but so like my thing, my initial idea was that the university no longer has to like pay for like electricity or things like that. And literally one professor can, I mean, you just need one professor for an entire course. You don't need multiple professors. So things like that, you don't have to pay multiple professors for taking the same course, because since it's online and one professor can literally teach the whole course. So yeah, things like that. That's what I meant. Thank you for the question though, yeah.
All right, thank you. Councillor Bose. So seeing again and again exhausted speakers list, I'm going to ask a final call for any questions to please put your names in the chat, or else we will be moving on. Okay, so moving on from here to again to just like general business for our our board and committee business. So Councillor Dixon made a motion into the late ads that we special ordered to council today to add or to appoint 3 members of Students Council and 1 member of the executive to the sustainability committee. Councillor Dixon, I'll give you the floor if you'd like a minute to introduce that.
Yeah, for sure. Can everybody hear me? Okay, I'm using my headphones. They're sometimes a little weird. Good? Yeah? Okay, cool. I was waiting for somebody to nod. Okay, yeah, so essentially Sustainability Committee was started up about halfway through last year. The whole objective is kind of to review the SU's practices and make suggestions for how we can move towards more of a climate justice and sustainable focused future in all aspects, whether that be economic or environmental or social. So it's a very diverse committee. We're working on creating like a report of recommendations right now. Yeah, and we're nominating people today. So if you're passionate about sustainability, or even if you just want to learn more, please join us. That would be great. I'm saying us, like I'm already like please join the committee to work on these things, because it's going to be very, very cool. That's about it. If you have any more questions, I can also answer those.
Point of order.
Yes.
Don't we have to re-vote to reform this committee because it's not a standing committee?
My understanding was, and honestly, I could be wrong because I have been told like 3 different things and I don't understand so many like bureaucratic things, as we all know if you've worked with me on council before. But the biggest thing that I thought that it was is that if we were able to nominate people to the committee again, that would be like nominating to reform it, I thought, but I could be wrong. And if I am, hopefully we can change that. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so we would effectively have to like motion to reform that committee, since last year it was created on the basis of being an ad hoc committee. And so from there, we could try to motion from the floor and is an option to redo that. So like I will leave that up to council to see what they would like to do. But from my interpretation of things right now, we could motion from the floor to create the committee before we go into all of the appointments, I will leave that like to you though, if there's a motion. Or alternatively, we could bring it to next meeting.
I will be upfront. I'm hoping to be on this committee again. I was chair of it last year. And part of the reason I think it's important to do these things now is because we actually have quite a few member at large positions and they're pretty hard to fill. And we're kind of in the middle of getting things done. So I guess somebody can motion from the floor to do this. But yeah, I think it's best to not push it to next meeting from my perspective. But
just do it.
Okay. So to confirm, Councillor Dixon is motioning from the floor to, reaffirm the ad hoc sustainability committee.
If that works. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And seconded by President Agrawal. Councillor Dixon, could you in the chat just send the wording for it? Like council motions, or here, I can do it. Okay, so Councillor Dixon motions to reaffirm the Ad Hoc Committee for Sustainability. And then if there was anybody that would like to speak to this motion, it is like debatable, but just a simple majority vote will pass it afterwards. And I will send out the sheet for the, actually we'll have to create a form for that one. So I will send out that one momentarily, or actually we can do that one over Zoom, I believe. Okay, so would anybody like to speak to that? I know Vice President Draper had something before. Or Councillor Buchanan, would you like to speak to that as well?
Thank you. We kind of circled back to getting to this original question I was going to have. Is there formation document for this committee last year? So you kind of know, everyone can have a guess what a sustainable committee is, but what the marching orders are.
Councillor Dixon?
Yeah, so there are standing orders that are posted on the SU website. I think they're up now that we worked on last year, and that has all the information kind of about the committee's mission statement, etc. I also included it on the motion, the mission of what we are trying to do. So if you look at those standing orders, they should have pretty much all the information that you need. And if you have any other questions, then we can answer them right now.
Okay, and Board Representative Conrad?
Yeah, I would just like to support, I don't know if there'll be many opponents, but this, when we think about pushing for environmental change, and this comes from a personal place too, I think in light of the climate crises and human rights crises associated with the climate crisis and all of these things, they become very overwhelming. And we think about ways to bring change, and sometimes that can be marching in streets, that can be making personal changes, that can be appealing to the provincial federal government. This is a phenomenal way to instill that environmental change at a policy level in the students' union, to be an example for the university, to be an example for students' unions all over the country. So it is a very tangible way to bring change in face of sometimes overwhelming crisis that we're experiencing.
Excellent. Thank you, Representative Conrad. Councillor Dixon?
I don't know if I need to speak to this again, but I just wanted to add on to like what Dave was saying. He's done already a lot of great work with this committee. And I think we're already seeing that it could really shape some things moving forward. And it's not something that has been done at a lot of universities. So even if you're not super passionate about sustainability. It's definitely something to care about like setting the precedent kind of with how these kind of things are done at other universities, as well as incorporating what a lot of different universities are doing to make strides in different areas. And I think that it can be a good place kind of collated with the Sustainability and Capital Fund and all those really great projects to kind of push us towards a newer and brighter future, as cheesy as that sounds. So yeah, that's about it.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Councillor Dixon. So that, again, exhausts our speaking list. And I made a form for the vote here again, so you all can follow the link. Councillor Buchanan, would you like to weigh in again?
Yes. I would like to thank Councillor Cron, or Vice President Cron, for sending me a link to the orders. I am having I'm able to access it. I'm just unable to see where someone can access that from the SU webpage without the direct link. So I'm not sure of where media heading is in the order that is, if that question makes sense.
Okay. To really spearhead that question, to the best of my knowledge, on the UASU page, it would be under governance, likely committees and boards, but I'm not seeing it on my side either here.
Mr. Speaker, I can confirm it's under on the UASU website, and then you go under the governance tab, and then boards and committees, and then scroll right to the bottom. They should be in alphabetical order there. But I will also take this opportunity to say, yes, the website, it has some issues, and your VP Operations and Finance is working on that for you. So there you go.
Yes, perfect. Thank you, Vice President Cron. You are totally right. So yeah, uasu.ca, and then under governance, committees and boards, scroll to the bottom and you'll see it. Vice President Kidd, did you have something that you wanted to say before we voted on this?
Yes. We need to also motion to amend the sustainability standing orders, specifically section 3.3, to update the time within which the committee operates, because right now their standing orders only say from September 1st to April 30th. So I don't know if we need to do that before we vote to form the committee, but I think we do. So actually, we need to vote on that before we vote to form the committee. Sorry, I got confident halfway through.
Okay. So would you like to make the motion?
Yeah. You want me to type it out?
Yes, into the chat.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a very slow typer. Just give me a second.
And then the way that we'll run that vote to suspend standing orders is that if there's any opposition, to just indicate so, but we'll just run, like, we won't send out a form for that one. Vice President Kidd, I'll just wait on you to put that in the chat there, and then we can, like.
If Talia takes this as an amendment, I think we don't actually have to vote on this. If Councillor Dixon takes this as a friendly amendment to her motion, then we don't have to do two separate votes. We just have to do one vote.
I love the sounds of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will. Okay. I'm going to assume that Councillor Dixon takes that as friendly.
Yes.
And then from that, if everybody could go to the last link that was shared, and feel free to submit the vote there. I'll just check for responses here, see what we're doing. Okay, so that passes. Councillor Buchanan, if before you're voting, we are, to clarify the motion, we are motioning to amend standing orders for the Sustainability Committee specifically section 3.3, to allow for the committee to effectively operate at this time, so that we can then motion, or so that we can also approve of the sustainability ad hoc committee in this vote, and then we'll proceed to nominating members onto the committee. Okay, so looking into that, this motion, we have enough responses. So that motion passes almost unanimously in favor with 18 in favor with 1 opposition, and still collecting more votes. But we will go on to nominations. So again, actually, Councillor Dixon, did you want to speak to it again? Just so that we could like refresh people a little bit on sustainability and like on the committee.
A
point of order quickly here.
Yes.
If this is an ad hoc committee from last year, don't we need to re-vote on the standing orders in its entirety because they would have expired with the committee last year?
That happens in committees, right?
Yeah. Generally, that happens in committees.
Yeah. But the committee didn't exist. It was ad hoc, it dissolved. Wasn't that part of the discussion?
Okay.
I think it's like any other, maybe David, would you know anything about?
From a governance perspective, Councillor Buchanan is correct in the interpretation. So with it being ad hoc last year, it would have effectively like dissolved and would have to be recreated, but in like just a proof of, but effectively when we are like approving for the creation of it, we could approve for the standing orders. Councillor Dixon, what would you like to do?
Whatever is the least amount of voting, I guess, is kind of the answer. Yeah.
Point of order?
Yes, Vice President Kidd.
Councillor Buchanan's right. We have to vote on the standing orders, and then we have to vote on the committee. And then we have to vote to nominate people.
So then should we just make a motion to reapprove the standing orders, just like we did for council as a whole?
Okay, so the way that we're going to go about this, first, actually, Councillor Dixon, is this pertinent? Is this time sensitive? Because we can flesh this out right now, or we can bring it to the next meeting of council.
Again, I would not prefer it, but we can. I would it's like not extremely time sensitive. No. But.
Okay, President Agarwal, would you like to speak here just really quickly?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to say that despite all the enthusiasm and all the passion here about getting this committee set up, I really do I do agree with Councillor Buchanan, and I think that we need to be really adhering to proper governance here, and that means that I think all members of council should have access to looking at the standing orders for the recreation of the. I don't think it would hurt to push this off to the next meeting, Councillor Dixon. I think if we do it the proper way, it'll probably be better there. But giving a chance, I think it's important to have everyone take a look at these orders.
Okay. Councillor Dixon.
Okay, so just to clarify, because I've been very confused about this for many weeks, and I've heard so many different things. So 3 things I need to submit for next meeting. The first one is the approval of the standing orders, then the approval of the committee, and then the nomination of people. Yes?
Okay.
And as long as we do those 3 things after next council meeting, we can start. It'll be good?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. I will submit that was probably right.
Okay. So with that, I'll just look for for a motion to like table that to the next meeting. And then just a second, there's no debate or vote on it, but we can table that. Thank you, Vice President Lay, and seconded by Councillor Buchanan. Perfect. Okay. The next item on our agenda here, President Agarwal moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the International Students' Council. So, President Agarwal, I'll give you a minute to speak to that.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Speaker. The International Students' Council was part of the International Students' Association, which is a group that is just starting up. They've had a history at the University of Alberta, and this year they're really revamping. So what they asked is for a member, a student member from the University of Alberta Students Council to be a representative on the ISA in order to sort of have a bridge between international students and the decisions that they are going to be making and the SU. So they're looking for one student. They mentioned that preferably it would be good to have an international student, but it's not a requirement. So that's what we are going to be appointing today.
Okay. And in terms of nominating others, we'll follow a similar process to just how we do in a normal council environment. So if you'd like to join the speaking list, you can do so and I'll call upon you, and then you can nominate another member of council, and you can also nominate yourself. So Councillor Badesha.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Bose.
Councillor Bose.
I accept.
Councillor Dillon?
Do I just say I nominate this person? I forget.
Yes.
Okay, I nominate Councillor Bid.
Okay, Councillor Bid?
I accept. Thank you.
Okay. Navneet, on the, actually, could we just have the names of the councillors who accepted down underneath here, just so we can keep a note of them. So it was Councillor Bose and Councillor Bid that were nominees here. Perfect. Thank you. President Agarwal?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Oliveira.
Councillor Oliveira?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to decline. Sorry. Sorry, Joe.
That's okay.
Are there any other nominations? Councillor Bose?
I would like to nominate Councillor Hariharan.
I accept.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any other nominations? Councillor Bose, do you have another nomination there?
Not really. I would like to withdraw my nomination. But thank you for nominating me, Councillor Badesha.
Okay.
Anytime.
Was there any other nominations? Okay, so if you just give me 1 second here, I'm just about done compiling the form and I'll send it out. Okay.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
Are there speeches for this or not for these?
Yes, actually, so there are. So I sent out the form and then we will have a 1 minute speech on each side for the two councillors. Sorry, that slightly slipped my mind there as I was trying to create the form at the same time. But I will allow for a 1 minute speaking turn on each nominee. So Councillor Bid, would you like to go first?
Yes. Okay, first I would like to thank Councillor Simran for nominating me for this. As an international student myself, I believe that I can represent the views of all international students because personally, I would be experiencing some of the issues international students face as well. And being the bridge between the Students' Council and the International Students Association, it will help to ease some of the communication barriers that may be happening so far. And that will help in better governance for the international students in university as well. So I would really appreciate it if I can be voted into the International Students Association as the representative of Students' Council. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Councillor Bid. Councillor Hariharan, I'll give you a minute as well.
Thank you, Councillor Bose, for nominating me for this. I would really appreciate if you guys vote me for representing the International Student Council. I've been involved with, you know, the revamping of the International Student Council since it was, you know, since there were talks regarding the, you know, reinstating of the councils in Jan. And being an international student myself, I feel that it is very much needed that the Students' Union, the GFC, and the ISC work together, you know, to work for the wishes of the international students and their views and concerns are represented. And as an international student myself, I feel I do face most of the problems and I can totally relate to the concerns which are felt. And I would be a good member for both the councils. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you. So with that,
I think there's a point of
information. Yeah, Representative Conrad, your point of information.
Just tell me if I'm not allowed to ask this. Just a point of information for Councillor Bid. What other positions do you currently fill besides a councillor with the Students' Union, if any?
I'm going to actually not allow that question just because in my understanding of the rules it's a 1 minute speaking turn and there's no question period on it. But yeah, just for governance process that we're gonna limit it to that. Okay, so from here, we do have the voting form open. And when you open the form, you'll see that it's a preferential ballot. Like there's basically just two positions. So I guess you can indicate your choice one or two, or you can just indicate your first choice. And then we will like for this, we will like, I'll probably have announcements of who is appointed to what at the end of the meeting. But if not, I'll send out an email tonight. So I'll give you all a minute to go and vote. Okay. A point of privilege here. Would you like to go ahead with that?
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Yeah, good evening, Mr. Speaker. I'm just having a hard time. I can't access the Google form. I don't know why.
The which, sorry?
The Google form for voting, yes.
Okay, I posted the link to it. Are you able to access it through the link in the chat? I can repost a link. Or is it not letting you actually access it?
Yeah, it's asking me to request for access.
Oh, interesting. Can you request for access and I can... Oh, I have a few requests for access here, actually.
Cheers.
Just let me... Okay.
question, but I would have
I've received access. Thank you.
Should be open to everybody on council. I think that was the last call I had to just quickly make up. So everyone should have access.
Just in the future, for these votings, if like I think you should all have access to them, but if like there's one person that might not have access, rather than like having me go and fix all the settings behind it and slow things down, we can just send me your like vote over like a private message on Zoom, and I'll just make sure to record it. But okay, so we'll move on from that one, and we'll go to the next motion here. So I have Vice President Cron moves to appoint one member of Students Council to the Gateway Student Journalism Society Board. Vice President Cron, would you like to speak to that? Or Vice President Dillon, did you have something to say first?
I did that too early, sorry.
Okay, sorry. Vice President Cron, go ahead.
Councillor Dillon, you're very on the ball with that. I love it. So the Gateway Student Journalism Society. I'm sure most of you have heard of the Gateway, but in case you have not, the Gateway Student Journalism Society is a not-for-profit, apolitical society that publishes The Gateway, the student newspaper at the University of Alberta. The society is governed by a board of directors, which meets monthly. So if you'd like to be involved with that, I encourage you to put some nominations forward.
Excellent. Okay. Councillor Dillon, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Badesha.
Yeah, I'd be happy to accept.
Okay. Actually, just super quickly, could we get a secondary for the motion to appoint the people? I just quickly forgot about that. Perfect. So thank you, Representative Conrad. Perfect. And thank you, Councillor Badesha. Do we have any other nominations for Badesha? Okay, I'll send out a final call or another call for nominations here. But if I don't see any in the next, I guess, handful of seconds here, I guess we can go on with that. Representative Conrad, just to clarify in the chat, that was a second. Did you want to make a nomination? Okay, so seeing none, I think, yeah, we are, I guess, good. It's just an acclamation then. So congratulations, Councillor Badesha. You are on the board of the Gateway.
Thank you. I won't fail you all.
Awesome. Perfect. So the next motion, if we could just scroll down on the agenda, that would be greatly appreciated. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, Vice President Cron again. Vice President Cron moves to appoint one member of Students Council to the Aboriginal Students Council. And could I please get a second for the motion? Okay, perfect. Thank you, Councillor Enerson. And Councillor Dillon, would you like to make a nomination?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Councillor Kidd, VP Kidd.
I accept.
Perfect. Thank you, Vice President Kidd. Board Representative Conrad.
I'm sorry, I was desperately trying to second.
Desperately too slow. I am sorry. Is there any other nominations for Aboriginal Students Council? Okay, Seeing none, another acclamation. Perfect. So congratulations, Vice President Kidd, on your seat on the Aboriginal Student Council. And then on to the other motion here. So Vice President Cron, or actually, sorry, I have something in here from Councillor Buchanan. Would you like to speak?
I'll wait until the motion is brought forward.
For sure. Okay. So Vice President Cron moves to appoint one member of Students Council to the Student Legal Services Board. Can we get a secondary for the motion? Perfect. Vice President Draper, thank you. Councillor Buchanan, would you like to nominate somebody?
I'd like to make a motion to table this to the next meeting. I've had some conversations with some of the coordinators at Student Legal Services, and they need to follow up with the board and the chair of the board just to go over some conflict issues. So I would suggest it would be best to delay this for 2 weeks so that is clarified on their end.
Okay. From I guess my understanding, it's completely up to council. I don't mind tabling it, but so if you'd like to make a motion to do that, I believe a motion to table. Actually, we have Robert on the call.
That's not what I'm doing.
Robert, is this debatable?
Actually, I don't know. Totally debatable and amendable, and needs a seconder.
Okay, so with that motion, could I call for a secondary? Or actually, Councillor Buchanan, can you send your motion into the chat? Okay, so Councillor Buchanan motions to table the selection of the Students Council representative to the Student Legal Services Board to the May 19th meeting of Students Council. Can we call for a seconder?
Sorry, Jared, just non-debatable, non-amendable. My apologies.
Okay, thank you. A seconder, Agarwal. And with this, I will look to create another form, just super quickly. Okay, so for this motion, I have very quickly whipped up a form. To be honest, it is untitled, but it's open. Oh, sorry, that was a private message. It is open. You should all be able to access it through that link, but please go ahead and vote. Okay, so that vote, the vote to table the motion to the next meeting passes. So with that, we will table the board appointment for the Student Legal Services to the next meeting. Awesome. So thank you, Councillor Buchanan, for bringing that up. So with that, we will then move on to our next motion here, 7D. Vice President Cron moves to appoint one member of the Students' Council to the Alberta Public Interest Research Group Board. Can we get a secondary for the motion? Councillor Filipovich, thank you. And then Vice President Cron, I'll give you a minute to introduce the motion.
Thank you very much. So yeah, in case you were not aware, so APIRG, also known as the Alberta Public Interest Research Group, is of course a public interest research group which furthers the idea that students are citizens and as such part of their education should include recognizing and engaging in societal problems. Public interest research groups exist to provide training, support, and opportunities for students to be active citizens in their communities. Through involvement with them, students like yourselves learn skills in consensus decision-making, group facilitation, events organization, media relations, and community-based research. So the Board of Directors is the governing body of APIRG, and it's made up of both U of A students and external community members. So I highly encourage you to consider joining or nominating.
Excellent. Thank you, Vice President Cron. So I will open up the floor to nominations if you'd like to indicate your name in the chat to nominate somebody. Councillor Badesha.
Hey, I'd like to nominate Councillor Dillon.
Councillor Dillon?
I accept.
And Board Representative Conrad?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Dixon.
And Councillor Dixon?
Can I ask a question about this first?
Sure.
Can I ask how often it meets, if anybody would know that?
The board for FACRA, I think they are a once a month board.
This is APIRG.
APIRG, I apologize. APIRG is biweekly.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to respectfully decline then, but thank you.
Okay, are there any other nominations? We'll do a final call for nominations here quickly. Just as a reminder, we do only have the one seat on this. So it is currently filled, but if anybody would like to nominate anybody else, they can feel free to. President Agarwal?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Villoso.
Councillor Villoso?
I'd like to respectfully decline.
All right. President Agarwal, do you have another nomination?
I do. Can I nominate Councillor Yabut?
Councillor Yabut?
I'm sorry, but I'll have to respectfully decline.
Okay. Are there any final nominations? Okay, seeing none, congratulations, Councillor Dillon, on your appointment to the APIRG board. Usually there'd be a bunch of fist bumping on the tables in council and via hoot and a half, but here we go. So on to 7E here. Vice President Cron moves to appoint two members of Students' Council to the First Alberta Campus Radio Association Board. Or actually, here, we are coming to 7:30, right on the dot, and we are between motions. So I'm just going to call a break of council here, and we will resume again right at 7:45. Awesome. But yes, so feel free to go and do as you please for 15 minutes, and we'll be back.
Alia, your hair looks so nice.
Thank you. I washed it today just for council because otherwise it doesn't get done. So, yeah.
Every now and again, I'll be like, I should do my hair today.
Put on a little makeup, wash my face. Who knows? I don't know.
We'll see. Nothing matters anymore. So.
Yes. Rowan, show us the doggy.
I was just going to say, do people have pets that they can show us during the break? Oh, that's really cute, Rowan.
Oh my God, I love your dog. Also, I don't know if anyone cares about this. This is like me definitely putting myself on blast, but there's a new Twilight book coming out, and it's currently what I'm living for.
I'm so excited.
I thought it was just going to be just me and Katie being like, yes.
I heard about this yesterday.
I literally just watched Breaking Dawn Part 2, like, Saturday. She knew.
So yeah. Good.
And
so
apparently they were, like, she was going to, like, publish it years ago, and then it got leaked online. And so Stephanie Meyer was like, I just don't have the heart to finish it anymore. So she left it sitting for, like, 12 years.
OMG, let's have a council watch party of Twilight. I, like, forgot. Me and my roommate just rewatched them all, and I forgot how bad the first movie is. Like, it's so blue for no reason.
It gradually gets better.
Yeah. Like, Breaking Dawn Part 2, I was like, oh, yeah, this is, like, a film, you know? Like, this is a movie. But the first one looks like a bunch of teenagers shot it with their iPhone.
Well, they had a really, like, small budget compared to the other ones, so, yeah. I don't know why I know so much about this.
That's, like, constantly my life, is I just know too much about, like, random things, so anytime they're brought up, I'm like, oh my god, finally, I've been waiting to talk about this.
But yeah, I was really surprised about that. I was like, she must be done after so many years with this series, but no.
Did you read The Host?
I didn't. They had a fifth one, which was like it was from the perspective of one of the like newborns in Eclipse. I read that one and then I was like done. I read all of the series like recently after like since I hadn't read them since grade 5. Yeah. So it was quite some time, but I was like, I want to read them again, and I did. I've just finished them, like, a few weeks ago, but, yeah, I haven't read anything from Stephanie Meyer in a long time.
Yeah. I, like, remember, like, yeah, I said in my council report, but I can speed read, so I get through books pretty quickly. I remember reading all of Twilight, like, the entire series in one day in grade 6, and it was wild. By the end, like, I was like, I need, like, a 4-year break from this series because it was just like too much at once.
I wasn't into it, but all of the girls in my class were like super into it, and when we were trying to decide on a book, everyone was like, let's do Twilight, and so that's how I got kind of hooked on it, and then it just stuck.
Yeah, that's like my nightmare, I think, kind of. Like, I'm studying to be an English teacher, and it's like, what if I, like, try and get my kids to be interested in what we're doing and I ask them to vote on a book and we end up with, like Twilight? And it's like, well,
people like Twilight, and then we got the majority for that, and then the teacher was like, yeah, that's not appropriate, so, or something, I don't know, and she was like, so after, like, people, like, nominated two books, still, like, they were like, yeah, we're not gonna go with that one.
Yeah. So,
democracy didn't win that day.
Yeah. I remember in, like, grade 9, everyone, like, you, at my middle school, for the few years before us, they always, the grade 9s got to read The Hunger Games, and then my year, they decided that we had, like, too many kids had read The Hunger Games, so instead we had to read some weird book, and it was, like, set in 1930s Saskatchewan, and it was about a man who comes and steals children's souls and turns them into butterflies. And it was straight up the weirdest book I've ever read in my life. And we could have read The Hunger Games. And it would have been so much better.
Truthfully, the only teacher whose taste in literature I appreciate is my grade 12 teacher. Like, no other teacher chose actually, like, worthwhile books. And like we did the Tempest for our Shakespeare in grade 12, and everyone else was doing Hamlet. So I was at first really disappointed, and then I read the Tempest and I was like thoroughly like excited about it. And then we read Beloved, and like the set of poetry that she chose was also like really cool. So that's the only teacher whose taste I approve and liked out of all of my teachers. So yeah, my English teacher in university was really good too. My English 103, she chose really cool stuff too. But aside from that, I haven't enjoyed anything by any other teacher.
That was me. Like, I always knew I was going to be a teacher. I finally came home from kindergarten and was like, I'm going to be a teacher one day. But I didn't want to be an English teacher until my grade 11 class, because I just hated everything we read. And then in grade 11, I really liked everything. I'm trying to remember what we did. We did The Crucible, which is my favorite play.
Yes, we did The Crucible in grade 11 as well.
I love The Crucible so much. My whole class was so like into it that we had like a debate about if Abigail is a good character or not, and it was basically like the class versus me, because I loved her and everyone else hated her.
The movie was really weird. We watched the movie and we all just sat there being like, what are we watching?
Yeah. Oh geez. What high school did you go to, or where did you go to high
school? Ainley.
Ainley? Okay. Yeah. I'm from Calgary, so I was
Yeah, I didn't enjoy my grade 11 class. We started the year with Unbreakable. Do you know that movie? That
is it a wait? This might be dumb. Is this about train?
Sorry.
What is that about?
It's the one. Hold on. Let me. I can't remember the names of the actors.
Is it about like trains?
It's not about trains. It's so M. Night Shyamalan is the director, and Bruce Willis plays in it, and he's basically this guy that never gets injured. And then on the other side, you have this guy that has this syndrome, basically, that makes his bones super breakable and fragile. And so it's this, like, two worlds colliding and, like, good and evil and everything, and we did a whole project on it. The project was actually really nice, but the movie was super weird and super boring, at least in my 16-year-old mind.
Yeah.
Samar, did you say, what high school did you go to, Samar? You said you were from Calgary, right?
No, Katie's from Calgary. I'm from here. I went to Ainley.
Cool. I don't know. I'm from Calgary too, so. I see any other Calgary folks, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Ainley is that school, like, it's right next to Southgate, and there aren't any windows on it, because, like being a bomb shelter or something, so we always used to make jokes about that, but, so it's this window building that's really close to Southgate.
That's really cool. We'd want to do a practicum, because it's just so close to transit.
Yeah. Nicole, how are you doing? Drinking orange juice?
Always drinking orange juice.
We love to see.
Are you?
I love vitamins.
Are you from Bakerville?
Yes, I am.
Oh my god, that's where my step grandma lives.
Oh no. Sorry.
That's almost a really big egg, right?
It is. We don't stand, but, like, sometimes it's fun.
Also, Nicole, not to call you out, but didn't you literally post on Instagram today of drinking orange juice?
I might have.
Orange juice are you drinking?
Gotta keep up with the brand.
Exactly.
All about consistency, brand loyalty, you know.
No, Nicole is low-key, like, sponsored by, like, Tropica, so that's
exactly
what it is.
We've never met scurvy, I just have to say.
But I lived in Lister in my first year, and there was a guy who literally got scurvy because he, like, you know, first time away from home, like, all he ate was meat and bread and never any vegetables, and he actually got scurvy.
Okay, that like, actually... Wow,
crazy.
That sounds completely plausible.
Why Lister always uses like nautical terms, and like it's the marina. because Marina is like for boats and people get scurvy because they're pirates and Lister people get scurvy, ergo they are pirates, ergo nautical terms.
Yeah, Marina food is not the greatest. That's smart, David. I actually never made that connection living there.
There's a pirate who has the same last name as me. And growing up, I thought we're related. We might be. Who knows? So I thought I
the
was
dread like, pirate kid?
Scurvy. Which might reflect a failure of our education system. But I thought scurvy was genetic.
Oh boy,
Katie. How did you learn that it wasn't? Like, at what point in life?
When did you realize and you just like, scurvy's not genetic?
One of those, like, I don't want to tell you when I realize. You know it's very late, right? Like, we don't need that information. Please don't call me Captain Kid.
That's like a serial name.
Not even once.
Start your day with Captain Kid.
Could also be a very
Katie's
great
future husband.
That could be a great talk show.
I could make it, but I would want it to be Captain Kid, but also like the Martha Stewart show, because I would love to be Martha Stewart. So I don't know if that's on brand.
Martha Stewart before or after she became friends with Snoop Dogg?
Didn't she go to prison?
Yeah, I was about to say
that. For tax fraud.
Critical details of Christian.
So, like, it definitely makes
and then
sense.
She became really good friends with Snoop Dogg. I mean, that's a great character progression, if you ask me.
I would love to be friends with Snoop Dogg. I would also be able like to be very good at crafts and own a very big house.
Those are violently unrelated.
And I don't want to go to prison. Also, this is not funny, I did find Martha Stewart's private Instagram account, and I follow it. It's not the magazine one.
Sounds like a pretty heavy flex, Katie. I'm sorry.
Jared, can you please let a Darshan? Oh, never mind, don't.
Simran needs to be left in. I'm in the thing already.
Can you please let Simran in?
I am not the host. I think Kristen is the host.
Kristen, please let Simran in.
You're doing a sound
test? I did it now. Not Katie.
Thank you, Adarsh.
No worries.
Simran is in. What an interview.
Yes, did you go so somewhere? You guys, all the executives are in office now. How is that?
I'm in Calgary, so I'm not in the office.
Okay.
Kind of going in and out of office. There's not very many. There's like two people in the whole building right now, so I'm in the office right now. But
do you find this better than working at home?
Sometimes. I think sometimes it can be a little distracting at home, but it is nice because sometimes you don't have to wear pants when you're at home.
And you do have to wear pants in your office. Is that
you have to wear pants in the office? That isn't the rule.
The assumption? I don't know. It's not your office.
Loads on the bottom half of your body. Shorts are allowed. Skirts, dresses, but as long as you have clothes covering your body, you're fine, Joel.
That's beautiful. Thank you for being inclusive, Dave. That could become really. Really limiting, and I don't know. I think the male patriarchy would have had an opportunity to strike me in.
All right, everybody. I like this fruitful discussion about clothing. But from here, we're just going to do attendance really quickly. Then we're going to truck through the last two motions, do our closing attendance, and then I have a quick announcement regarding just like late additions and expectations for that. And then we can wrap it up. So tonight, it looks like we'll be able to get out of council fairly early. But yeah, so we'll go through attendance. So President Agarwal?
Here.
Vice President Draper?
Hello, 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 hello.
Thank you. Vice President Lay?
Present.
Vice President Kron?
Present.
Vice President Kidd?
Here.
Board Representative Conrad?
Hello.
Councillor Carbajal? Councillor Dixon?
Yep.
Councillor DeGrano?
Here.
Councillor Marquez?
Here.
Councillor Oliveira?
Here.
Councillor Veloso?
Here.
And Councillor Yabut?
Here.
Councillor Berhani?
Here.
Councillor Saretsky?
Present.
Councillor Ackerman?
Here.
Councillor Baticki?
Here.
Councillor Bid?
Present.
Councillor Bose?
Here.
Councillor Hariharan?
I'm present.
Councillor, or proxy for Councillor Montero?
Present.
Councillor Buchanan?
Present.
And Councillor Filipovich?
Present.
Councillor Brandwein? Councillor Enerson?
Present.
Councillor Badesha?
Here.
Councillor Barazesh?
Here.
Councillor Dillon?
Present.
Councillor Futang?
Present.
Councillor Kemani?
Here.
And Councillor Corday? Okay. Perfect. So that gets us through our attendance. And then on to the next motions here. So we have item 7E. Vice President Kron moves to appoint two members of Students' Council to the First Alberta Campus Radio Association Board. Vice President Kron, I'll give you a minute to introduce here.
Thank you so much. I'm just wondering if I can defer my speaking time to Vice President Draper for this, as he was on this committee and I think could give a more personal touch to the announcement.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. So FACRA, or the First Alberta Campus Radio Association, is the board of directors for CGSRFM, which is a campus radio station. They do a lot of fun stuff like radio programming, podcasting. They do a lot of stuff with the community service learning program. I actually, my second ever CSL experience, and the reason I joined the board last year was with FACRA. Got to interview the mayor. It was super fun. This board, it meets on the first Thursday of every month. There's two student reps on it. And it's honestly a really, really fun time. You meet a lot of people who are passionate about this campus, passionate about public radio, and you learn a lot about CRTC guidelines, that kind of fun stuff. So if you're interested in a kind of very interesting committee that doesn't have too much of a time commitment, but you can still do a lot of great work, this is one for you.
Excellent. Thank you, Vice President Draper. So with that, I'll open the floor, or actually with that, I will ask for a secondary to the motion. First here, so can I get somebody to second the motion to appoint members? Perfect, thank you, Councillor Veloso. And with that, I'll open up the floor to any nominations here. So feel free to indicate your name in the chat if you'd like to nominate somebody. Councillor Dillon?
I'd like to nominate Councillor DeGrano.
Councillor DeGrano?
I'll have to politely decline. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Vice President Draper?
I would like to nominate Councillor Badesha.
Councillor Badesha?
I'll have to politely decline. I don't think they like me anymore, so.
Councillor Bose?
I would like to nominate, Vice President Draper.
Vice President Draper?
I will have to respectfully decline, quite disappointedly, just time commitment-wise. I'm not sure. Even it's a low time commitment, but I have to keep my schedule flexible.
All right. I'm going to do another call for nominations here. If Vice President Draper.
I would like to nominate Councillor Dixon.
Councillor Dixon.
I am going to have to respectfully decline. Sorry.
Councillor Dillon.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Veloso.
And Councillor Veloso?
Sorry, I have to respectfully decline.
Okay, President Agarwal?
I would like to nominate Councillor Kamani.
Councillor Kamani?
I'll have to respectively decline. Thanks,
Cheryl. Okay, and with this, I would like to remind people that you are able to nominate yourself if you would like to sit on this committee. But with that, Councillor Bose, go ahead.
I would like to nominate Councillor Bid.
I'd like to respectfully decline. Thank you.
Councillor Dillon?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Filipovich.
And Councillor Filipovich?
Filipovich. I'll have to respectfully decline. Sorry.
Vice President Draper?
I would like to nominate Councillor Suretsky.
Councillor Suretsky?
I'll accept the nomination.
All right, we got one. Councillor Verdesha?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Dillon.
Councillor Dillon?
I'd like to respectfully decline. Thank you, though.
Okay, so that is our speaking list. Is there any more nominations? Vice President Draper?
I would like to nominate Councillor Yabut.
Councillor Yabut?
I have an annoying voice, but I'll accept it.
Excellent. Thank you. Is there any other nominations? Councillor Dillon?
Sorry, never mind.
Okay. So I will do one last final call for nominations, but we do have it filled to the point that it's like an acclamation. But if there's anybody wanting to nominate anybody else, please indicate so. Okay, and seeing nothing, congratulations to Councillor Suretsky and Councillor Yabut for your appointment to the First Alberta Campus Radio Association Board. Awesome, okay, we have one more board of directors to appoint people to. And this one is a motion from Vice President Caron to appoint two members of Students Council to the World United Services Canada Board of Directors. And before introducing it, could we get a secondary on the motion? All right, thank you, Councillor Suretsky. So I will ask Vice President Caron, would you please introduce the motion?
Absolutely. So, thank you. So WUSC, as it's mostly known, is a dedicated fee unit through which an international student is sponsored through financial aid to study at the U of A, at Campus Saint-Jean, or at North Campus. WUSC's vision is a more inclusive, equitable, and sustainable world in which all young people, especially women and refugees, are empowered to secure a good quality of life for themselves, their families, and their communities. They work with a diverse network of students, volunteers, institutions, governments, and businesses to improve education, economic, and empowerment opportunities for young people. So a very good organization. Please get nominating.
Excellent. So with that, I'll open up the floor to any nominations. Vice President Kidd, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Einerson.
Councillor Anderson?
I accept the nomination.
Excellent, thank you. And Councillor Badesha?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Veloso.
Councillor Veloso?
I would like to accept, thank you.
Excellent. President Agarwal?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Marquis.
Okay, Councillor Markey?
I would like to accept.
Councillor Dillon?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Barani.
And Councillor Brani?
I respectfully decline. Thank you, though.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay. Seeing none, I will make the form here. And send it out in just 1 second. I'm just typing the names into you.
I think there's some more, Jared.
Oh, actually, I apologize. Councillor Dillon, go ahead.
I think Councillor Badesha was before me.
Or Councillor Badesha, my apologies.
No worries. I can't see the last name, so I feel bad, but Councillor Anna Isabel Bende is where the name stops on this.
Councillor Anna Isabel, is Councillor Oliveira?
It's Oliveira, but like my last name is Bandeira there. It's complicated. I have six names. Sorry. Okay, I'll accept.
Okay. And Councillor Dillon?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kimani.
Okay. Councillor Kimani?
Accept. Thank you.
I'm just going to check the speakers list here. Okay, so that again exhausts our speakers list. And I have the form just about filled out here. Okay, so 1 second, I'm just grabbing the link. I'll post it into the chat for all of you. Okay, so that should be accessible to everybody here now.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
Are you going to do speeches?
Yes, my apologies. Sorry, so we do have a minute for everybody. I apologize, but I was distracted filling out the form with everybody's names, but we do have time and for speeches. So I will just do it in the order of nominations. So we'll start it from Councillor Enerson. I'll give you like a minute to speak here.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. WUSC or RUMC, like it's called at Campus Asia, is something I hold really near and dear to my heart. During my time with AFSJ, the Faculty Association at CSJ, it actually came back from being closed for a year. And I had the privilege of working with the students that were involved with that. And I got to see the amazing work they were doing, and it really inspired me. So I'd really love to be a part of it to be able to continue working with them and supporting them, because I think it's a great cause and a great organization and committee. Thank you.
So thank you, Councillor Enerson. Councillor Veloso, I'll give you a minute here as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the World University Services is a really great cause that I'm actually very passionate about. I've had history of working with helping students in different countries with their education, and I think being part of this board would really would be a great way for me to contribute my efforts to campus. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Veloso. Councillor Marquis, you have 1 minute here as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the past, I've had experience for fighting for social justice and an equitable type of education for everybody. I believe that those are values that every student should have, and that this organization can give them that. I'm strong and passionate about those things and abilities, and I believe that I can do a good job, and I envision a world in which people don't have to go through a lot of struggles that I've seen people go through in the past and that I've fought for. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Councillor Oliveira, give you 1 minute here.
Hi. I'm very passionate about everyone being able to have affordable education. I used to volunteer at low-income schools and teaching children English and arts. So I would love to participate in this committee because I think they're doing a remarkable job.
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor Oliveira. And Councillor Kamani, you have 1 minute as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I believe that everybody should be able to have good quality education, and I believe that being part of this council will help me put my efforts to that. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so with that, the link is just up in the chat there, and it's accessible and voting is open. And then after that, I will, like, for actually for this, I'll follow up with an email with all of the like unannounced votes for the acclaim positions. So it'll be this one and the International Students Council. But after that vote, that does exhaust our agenda. So there was no other business here. Just on a quick note from the speaker here regarding the late additions and like the way that I'm going to be. So like basically like speaker's prerogative whether to allow something from the late additions or not to go onto the agenda. And I let everything go today just because it's the first meeting. But in the future, like I do plan on being fairly, like I plan on being stringent in the way that I rule on late additions because I want to be equal for everybody. So for late additions, if there's anything that's going to be on the late additions, I do expect some form of contact, whether it's a message through WhatsApp or an email, preferably just with a quick explanation as to why it's on the late ads. As to why it's on the late ads, as well as like if it's time pertinent or not. And then if I do, like if I receive the email, I'll like respond back being like, yeah, it's all good. And just as a quick clarification point, the title of the document was wrong, but it is a vote for WUSC. But I did accidentally show the wrong one here. I'll retitle it. But again, on the late ads, like I do just expect a quick email with an explanation and identifying whether it's time pertinent or not. I'll get back to you before council if it's going to be approved or not. And if it isn't, I'll give a reasoning why and allow for time to explain. And I may change my mind, but I do want to keep our meetings to the point that we will like not be in a scenario, well, to the point that we can avoid a scenario where we're in council until the cows come home. So I do want to keep meetings pretty efficient. But yeah, other than that, like there's nothing more for today's council. So I don't think we need a motion to adjourn, but if we could. Oh, attendance here. Actually, 1 second here. A final attendance call. We'll go through it one more time. Okay, so President Agarwal?
Present.
Vice President Draper?
Hello, 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 hello.
Right. Vice President Lee?
I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Vice President Cron?
Here.
Vice President Kidd?
Present.
Board of Governors, Rep. Conrad?
Yep.
Councillor Carbajal? Perfect. Councillor Dixon?
Yep.
Councillor DeGrano?
Here.
Councillor Marquis?
Here.
Perfect. Councillor Oliveira?
Here.
Perfect. Councillor Veloso?
Here.
Councillor Yabut?
Here.
Councillor Burhani?
Here.
Councillor Saretsky?
Present.
Perfect. And on any of these, you all, if I do mispronounce a name, please do correct me. I do want to get them all right. Councillor Ackerman? Sorry, Councillor Ackerman, are you there?
Oh, my apologies, here.
That's okay. Thank you. Councillor Batiki?
Here.
Councillor Bid? Sorry, Councillor Bid, are you there? Okay, Councillor Bose?
Here.
Councillor Hariharan?
Here.
Councillor Montero?
Here.
Councillor Buchanan?
Present.
Councillor Filipovich?
Present.
Councillor Brandwein? Councillor Anderson?
Present.
Councillor Badesha?
Here. Yeah.
Councillor Berezesh?
Here.
Councillor Dillon?
Present.
Councillor Futang?
Present.
Councillor Kimani?
Present.
Councillor Corday? All right, so that is everything. Well, everybody, the next meeting of Students' Council is going to be on May 19th at 6 p.m. And I will see you all again on Zoom. But thank you all for joining. Oh, Councillor Bowes would like to join the meeting.
It's okay, Mr. Speaker, he had sent me a message, but yeah, he's okay. Fine now.
That's okay. I'll try to get host privileges for next time so I can let people in. But awesome. Well, thank you everybody for joining. But that is all for today.
Have a great night, y'all. Enjoy the beautiful sun.
Bye, folks. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your evenings.
Did this speak up?
Yes.
I was actually present, but my internet cut off just before the vote was taken.
That's okay. To be honest, I saw you in the chat and I assumed you were here because you're here for the first two, so I put you down.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for letting me know.
Bye.
Bye.